Exchange rate policy and intervention. Exchange rate policy refers to the framework which is adopted by the country's monetary authority and the government to manage the currency value relative to other currencies. This policy plays a very crucial role in determining how exchange rates are allowed to move, either freely or in a controlled manner, or within the fixed parameters. So intervention in the foreign exchange market is one of the key instruments used by the central bank to implement the exchange rate policy and ensure the stability. Now, types of exchange rate regimes. There are various regimes happen, and exchange rate determination based on what principles and what are the plus and minus to be taken into consideration while determining the exchange rate. A lot of evolution takes place. So globally, globally, the countries adopt the different exchange rate regimes based on macroeconomic objective and external vulnerability. Now, these are the types. One is a floating exchange rate. What is a floating exchange rate? Floating exchange rate determined purely by market forces, that is US dollar or euro. It's a demand and supply. Okay, that is a floating rate exchange rate. Fixed or pegged exchange rate. It means tied to the another currency or basket of currencies, for example, Saudi riyal or Saudi riyal to US dollar, and then exchange rate will be evolved. Then managed float or dirty float. Managed float or dirty float means what? It is market driven with a periodic central bank intervention. India follows managed floating exchange rate regime. Managed floating rate regime where RBI allows the rupee to fluctuate with the market condition but intervenes when necessary to curb the excessive volatility. The objective of intervention of Reserve Bank of India is nothing but controlling excessive short-term volatility. Number two, preventing the speculative attack on the currency. Number three, maintaining the export competitiveness. Number four, ensuring the adequate foreign exchange reserve. And number five, aligning the currency with macroeconomic fundamentals. Now, these are the way how the RBI intervenes. Now, what is the mechanism of this intervention? How RBI intervenes? Now, direct intervention. Many times, buying and selling of the foreign currency in open market to influence the exchange rates. RBI acts like that directly. Then monetary policy tool. In that, in long run, adjusting the interest rate to influence the capital flow. So interest rate is adjusted and which has the effect of increasing capital flow. Then moral suasion. Moral suasion means guiding the market participants through the policy signals and public statements. And next one will be sterilization. Sterilization is nothing but offsetting the liquidity effect of intervention through the open market operation. For example, if the rupee appreciates sharply due to the strong capital inflow, the RBI may purchase the US dollar to prevent the rupee from becoming overvalued, which could hurt the exporters. Conversely, during the period of excessive depreciation, RBI may sell the US dollar to stabilize the rupee. Risk and challenges. When intervention can stabilize the market, when RBI's intervention can stabilize the market, half-hearted or inconsistent intervention can create an uncertainty and invite the speculative attack. Okay, so you should be firm while taking the decision of intervening in the market. RBI does that. Further, repetitive interventions, that will also conflict with the other policy goals like inflation, targeting, and may result into accumulation of the excessive reserve, which carry the sterilization cost. So exchange rate policy and intervention are essential tools in macroeconomic management, particularly in emerging economies like India. Now, interest rate. Interest rates are fundamental drivers of the foreign exchange rates. So especially in increasingly globalized and financially interconnected world, the interest rate in economy, which is set by the central bank, that has a directly effect on the capital flow, inflation expectation, and investor return, all of which influences the demand and supply of currency in foreign exchange market. One of the most widely observed mechanisms through which the interest rate impacts exchange rates is interest rate differential between the countries. Investors seek the highest risk adjusted returns and capital tends to flow and economies offer relatively higher interest rate. This movement of the capital affects the demand for currencies. Now, when there is a higher interest rate, it attracts the foreign investment into the debt instrument like government bonds, increasing the demand for the domestic currency and leading to the currency appreciation. When there is a lower interest rate, it may discourage the investment or encourage the capital outflow, reduces the demand for the domestic currency and leading to a currency depreciation. This concept forms the basis of interest rate parity, that is IRP. This theory postulates that the differences in the interest rate between the countries and reflected in the forward premium or discount on their currencies. Now, transition or transmission through the capital flow and expectation. In today's open capital market, even small change in interest rate expectation can curse the large short-term capital flow. Investors react not only to actual interest rate changes, but also to the central bank guidance and macroeconomic forecast. As a result, anticipated policy shift by the major central banks like US Federal, US Federal Reserve, or the European Central Bank can trigger the immediate exchange rate adjustment. During 2020-21, India has experienced that RBI adopted the accommodative stance to support the economic recovery, resulting in low interest rate and modest pressure on the rupee. In 2022-23, in response to the global inflation and rate hikes by the US Federal Reserve, RBI gradually increased the interest rate to control the domestic inflation and stabilize the rupee. Despite this global lightening, India remained an attractive destination for foreign capital due to stable growth and relatively higher real interest rate. In September 1998, for example, the Kenya Treasury bill rate was higher as 23%. Despite its economic challenges, this high return attracted the speculative capital, strengthening the Kenyan shilling temporarily. However, such high rates are often unsustainable and can pose the long-term risk. Tariff and quotas. Tariff and quotas are the trade policy instruments. They are used by the government to regulate the import and protect the domestic industry. The primary objective of tariff and quota is often industrial fiscal, and these tools are significantly influences the country's foreign exchange demand and supply, and thereby its exchange rates. First, let us understand what is this tariff. Tariff is nothing but it is a tax, and all of you may be aware that there was 50% tax, which is the highest ever levied to any country by US. And this is currently the tax up to 50% on import into US from India is levied by Mr. Trump, Donald Trump, President of America. So this tariff plays a very vital role in determining the currency exchange rates. By increasing the cost of the import, tariff reduces their attractiveness and relative to the domestic alternative. This results into reduced demand for the foreign goods. That means increase in 50% by the US for the import from India. That means export from India. This has reduced its demand. So naturally the exporters will be suffering. So there will be no inflow. So there will be again gap in balance of trade as well as balance of payment. This leads to the lower demand for the foreign exchange. A relative strengthening of the domestic currency as a fewer foreign currencies are required for import. Tariff can help to improve the trade balance by curbing the import, especially during the period of current account deficit. However, retaliatory tariffs or trading partners can hurt the export, potentially reducing the foreign exchange inflow. Then quotas. Quotas are the quantitative restriction that limits the volume or value the specific goods that may be imported or exported during the given period. These quotas are directly restricting the foreign exchange outflow by capping the amount of foreign goods that can be purchased by others. This quota helps pressure or quota helps to preserve the foreign exchange reserves. It can be used to control the trade deficit during the balance of payment crisis and protect the domestic industries in developing economies from international competition. Unlike tariff, quotas do not generate revenue and can lead to supply the shortage, black market, and rent-seeking behaviors. Now, India's trade policy experience. Prior to liberalization, that is prior to 1991, India followed the highly restrictive trade regime with widespread use of import quotas and high tariffs. These policies were aimed to conserve the scarce foreign exchange and protecting the domestic industry. Post-1991, reforms under World Trade Organization guidelines led to the significant tariff reductions and the elimination of many quantitative restrictions. Despite liberalization, selective tariffs are also still used in sectors like steel, electronics, agriculture, and to support the local producers and manage the trade imbalances. The recent trend indicates that in response to the supply chain vulnerability and the global trade tensions, India has selectively increased the tariff on certain high import categories, that is electronics, solar panel, etc., under the Atmanirbhar Bharat initiative. So developed economy like US, European Union, they have reintroduced the tariff and quotas on the strategic import like semiconductors, green technology to protect the nation's interest. Such measures have impacted the global trade flow and contributed to the currency volatility, especially in emerging market relying to export revenue. Now, exchange control. Now, exchange control is also another factor which refers to the regulatory measures imposed by the government to regulate the and or to restrict the use of availability and flow of foreign currency within the country. These controls are designed to preserve the foreign exchange reserve, stabilize the currency, and maintain the macroeconomic balance, especially in countries facing external sector vulnerability. Now, purpose and mechanism of exchange control. The key objective of the exchange control consists of prevention of the capital flight during the economic crisis, conserving the foreign exchange for essential import, managing balance of payment deficit, protecting value of the domestic currency from speculative attack. Now, the government implement the exchange control through the various mechanism like licensing system for foreign exchange transaction, then restriction on the currency convertibility, then mandatory surrender of the foreign exchange earning, then limits on outward remittances and the capital transfers, then prohibition or regulation of the foreign currency account. These control measures can quantitative, that is caps or limit, or qualitative, prior approval or restricted purpose in nature. India operated under the stringent exchange control regime until 1990, when there was a FERA, Foreign Exchange Regulation Act. This has regulated the use of foreign exchange and all the foreign exchange earning had to be surrendered to the Reserve Bank of India. After that, when FEMA came into the existence, full current account convertibility was allowed. Capital account convertibility remains the partial and carefully calibrated to prevent the sudden outflow. So the benefit and the limits. This FEMA has helped to maintain the economic stability during the period of external shocks, safeguard the foreign exchange reserve, reduce the exposure to the speculative and destabilizing the capital. Limitations consist of distort market signals and resource allocation can deter the foreign investment if it is perceived as an early restrictive and it may lead to black market or unofficial exchange rate regime. Now, geopolitical risk premium. Geopolitical risk premium refers to the additional cost of the volatility, which is embedded in the asset price, including foreign exchange rates due to the actual or perceived geopolitical tensions. These risks arise from the events such as wars or international sanctions or border dispute, terrorism, disruption of the global trade and the energy supplies. In currency market, this uncertainty, that is geopolitical uncertainty, will lead to the rapid capital flow, safe haven demand, and heightened exchange rate volatility. Impact on exchange rate of the geopolitical events is investor reduces their exposure to riskier emerging market. Then volatile and liquid currencies that may experience the rapid depreciation, then central bank may be forced to intervene to prevent the sharp decline in their currency or address the inflation-driven import cost. This phenomenon results into risk premium and that devalues the affected countries' currency beyond what is justified by the economic fundamentals. While India has largely been a natural party in a recent geopolitical tension, its currency has still been impacted by high oil import bill due to the crude prices spikes, capital inflow during the heightened global uncertainty as investors move to the safer assets, a need for RBI intervention to smoothen the rupee volatility during the global risk episode. And despite these challenges, India's diversified economy, strong foreign exchange reserve, and cautious macroeconomic management that have helped the rupee remain relatively resilient. Now, technology and algorithmic trading. In recent years, technology and the rise in algorithmic trading have been transformed the structure, speed, and efficiency of global foreign exchange market. These advancements are introduced automation, enhanced liquidity, and reduced transaction cost. But they have also contributed to the episodes of heightened volatility and rapid exchange rate movement. What is this algorithmic trading? Algorithmic trading or algo trading is nothing but the use of computers, programs to execute the trade automatically based on the predefined criteria such as price, volume, time, and economic data. These algorithms can scan the multiple currency pairs, new fears, and price patterns in milliseconds and execute the large volume of the trade without human intervention. This is called algorithmic trading. See, algo trading is wisely used by the institutional investors, that is hedge funds and the banks, high frequency trading, HFT firms, and the central bank and the market makers for liquidity provision. The impact on exchange rate movement. This impact is increased market efficiency, greater liquidity, rapid response to the news, and short-term misalignment. These are some of the ways where the technology in foreign trading is getting influenced for the exchange rates. Now, example of algo-driven movement. In 2016, British pound flash crash where GBP/USD dropped nearly 6% within minutes during the low liquidity hours. This was attributed to the algorithmic trading reaction. In March 2020, during the COVID-19, financial panic automated the trading contributed to the US dollar, which spikes as a global investor rush for safety. India's position, if you look at, the Reserve Bank of India has acknowledged the growing role of automated and electronic trading in the Indian forex market. And most foreign exchange transactions by large banks, corporates, and brokers are now conducted via electronic platforms such as FX Clear, FX Retail, and CCIL. RBI has enhanced its surveillance mechanism to monitor the high frequency activity and ensure that the algo-based trading does not lead to disorderly market condition. Now, risk and regulatory consideration. While the technology is bringing many benefits, it also has certain risk, and that risk is systematic risk due to large-scale automated trading, data breaches, then over-dependence on models, then inequality of access of the institutional player, gaining an edge over the retail trades. So regulators, including RBI, monitors algorithmic activity closely and may impose pre-trade risk control, then latency checks and volatility halts or the circuit breakers. So with this, we have discussed the factors which determines the exchange rate, or how the exchange rates are moved, movement of exchange rates, various factors we have determined, we have discussed. So thank you very much.